chapter of the book of Proverbs.
Am I being mic'd? Can you hear me?
Okay. It's coming from the AV room, but not out here.
Not out here.
No amplification in the auditorium.
They'll work on that. While they do, I'm going to read from Proverbs chapter 30, the first six verses. The words of Agur, son of Japheth, the oracle. The man declares, I am weary, O God. I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am stupid to be a man.
Right.
So I don't know how to say a single.
I have not learned wisdom.
Man, it's recording.
Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established what is it?
Here.
Have you used this one?
Surely you know. Every word of God proves true.
How's this? I think you have to click this thing.
Do not add to his words. Lest he rebuke you, and you be found to be alive.
Either one or two. You can't override it here.
I
want to do it here.
Together.
Okay.
Jesus Christ,
I think we're
as the wisdom of God. Focusing mainly on three passages. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 to 31. Proverbs chapter 30, after the 7th read. And 1 Corinthians. Everyone wants to be wise, but as Job 28:12 says, where is wisdom to be found? Some rely on science for wisdom, and they believe that knowledge must be based on what can be verified through experiments and objective observation of the scientific method. Surely science has brought many benefits to society, but it cannot tell us the meaning of life. Science cannot tell us whether or not God exists. Science cannot tell us whether God has revealed himself to us. It cannot tell us the will of God. You cannot discover, neither can you disprove God's existence in a laboratory. So what about philosophy?
Is it louder?
Philosophy. Well, there again, you are struck with, if you've ever read the philosophers and studied philosophy, you're struck with the ingenuity of human beings.
Oh, did you?
But which philosophers are you to believe in? Which philosopher are you to trust? Philosophers disagree as well. There is not a unanimous philosophical consensus. So how do you determine which philosophers are right? The scriptures declare to us that God has revealed his wisdom to us. The scriptures declare that God
Things have changed in
the last wisdom to us. God has shown us.
Still working on myself.
Yeah. We've seen in our study
of the Bible, but you don't have to use that. But you do have to click one of these two.
We're living.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Wednesday night, should I click that?
I would
leave it alone. Let's not press it.